I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pakistan is risking destabilization if the insurgency is allowed to continue in Punjab. The local militancy is revealing itself through a religious cleansing. Open Doors' Carl Muller says Christians are key to stability.
The Christian community could well help the government of Pakistan promote stability and reconciliation. In this context, if these extremists were exposed for their real motives.
The persecution is having an unintended effect.
Evangelism is taking place. There are those that are coming to faith in Jesus Christ, even as a result of observing as the Christians are persecuted, that they continue to hold on to their faith.
Next, with the highest rate of AIDS infection in the world, sub-Saharan Africa, specifically Zambia, has an astounding number of orphans. Since Kids Alive International can't help every single orphan, their Families Together program enables relatives of orphans to care for them, then shares with them the hope Christ offers. While the need is staggering, Kids Alive is starting small with 25 kids in the worst circumstances. Visit our website and give $70 a month to help a child. And students discipled students in India last week. A group of 10 Cornerstone University students traveled to Delhi to help encourage and train students in their faith. Trip leader Michael Walton says,
"The main emphasis was working on building up the relationship that the students had with Jesus Christ so that when they went back to Delhi, they were stronger in their faith and could be able to share the gospel better there."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for a great missions resource, aren't they? Well, how about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin inserts? Up-to-date information to help your friends get out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Just call us right here, 800-995-4828 for subscription information. Or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.